Okay, so we've been asked to give the Reish Sicha to Perek Arvei Pesachim, which is really Pesach, because we're already holding within 30 days. So perhaps the best the Reish Sicha is the words of the Shulchan Aruch, which is how he is Poiseach Hilchos Pesach. Shoyelim v'Hilchos Pesach Kordon l'Pesach Shloshem Yom. So he quotes the Gemara that 30 days before Pesach is an inyan to inquire about the halachas of Pesach. The Ramah then adds, "Ominag lignois chitim l'chalkon l'aniyan lifnei l'tzorech Pesach," that there's the minag of ma'os chitim, which is an ancient minhag. So the Be'er Halacha here is dealing with the following question. If you remember, it was only last Shabbos ago we were Messiah Masechet Megillah, and we mentioned that Masechet Megillah concludes with a somewhat similar lashon as our Gemara, but with a different twist, slight variation. It says, "Shoyelin Moshe Tikkun Lehem LeYisrael Sheyhu Shoyelim V'Dorshin V'Hilchos Hachag B'Chag Pesach B'Pesach Hatzerach B'Tzeres B'Chag B'Chag," which implies that the halacha is that when it comes Yontif, you have to darshin and learn the halachas of the Yontif. Here we find another chazal, which is how the Mechaber begins now, the 30 days before you have an Indian Charlton with darshin, and it only mentions Pesach. So how are we miyashev these two seemingly conflicting Gemara? Is Moshe Tikkun LeYisrael that on the Yontif you have to learn the halachas of the Yontif? Or is Moshe Tikkun LeYisrael 30 days before you have to be Charlton with darshin? Is it 30 days before, is that on the Yontif itself? We'll see momentarily there's two Mahalchim in the Rishonim, maybe three Mahalchim, how to understand this. Bakopanim, before we walk away from this Shulchan Aruch, although the Be'er Halacha gives a long synopsis of this question, which we just mentioned, he concludes at the end by saying the following thing. And this is really nogea to us. According to the Chok Yaakov, he wants to answer the question, just briefly, to resolve this seeming conflict in the Gemara, by saying that of course you have to learn the halachas of the Yontif on the Yontif itself. But 30 days before, everybody has to gather into the Beis Medrash and to start to have chaburis together. That's mamash the lashon. Look at the lashon of the Be'er Halachas as follows. Al kaponim, bebeis hamedrash bechaburis, bevada yeshchiyav lilmot shloshim yom kodem hachak. So sitting here together as a chabura 30 days before is mamash a kiyum. It's a kiyum of the Divrei HaGemara as the Be'er Halacha brings it. Bebeis hamedrash bechaburis, bevada yeshchiyav lilmot shloshim yom kodem hachak. Anyways, just as Divrei Psicha to Divrei Psicha, just a very nice word from Meir from Far Mishlan, that he says, he always says very sharp, but the Mechaber begins by saying, 30 days before you have to be Oisek in Hilchos Pesach. And then the Ramah comes and says, don't forget about Moshe Chita. Usually the Ramah, when he has a comment, it connects to what the Mechaber is saying. So, how does this connect? What does Moos Chitin have to do with Sholem Hilchas Hachag, Koidem Hachag? So he says, very sweet. He says, because the first halacha of Sholem Hilchas Pesach, Koidem Pechach Shloshem Yom, is a din for the Rav of the town. Mostly for the Rav. But he has to begin to teach the Oilem the halachas of Pesach. But what about all the Chassidim? What about all the people in the town? How are they going to be Mekayin and Sholem Hilchas Pesach 30 days before? And that's by worrying about the other Jews who need to make sure that they have what they need. That's your Kiyim of Sholem. So the Sholem of the Rav and the Sholem of the Hamoina, which is a very cute, very sweet introduction, like I said, to the introduction of the words of the Mechaber. Al kopanim. There's a few other questions to set us up. So, just to, again, to revisit this past Shabbos, the Siyun of Maseches Megillah, to try to create a bridge between the end of that Masechet at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, we had mentioned that the Maseches Megillah ends with Moshe Tikkun LeYisrael Sheyhu Shoyelin V'Dorshin V'Hilchos Hachag B'Chag. Why is that the fitting climax to Maseches Megillah? What does it have to do with Megillah? It doesn't even mention Purim in that memory. Secondly, we pointed out that the Rambam paskins based on the Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph from Maseches Megillah, that when Purim falls out on Shabbos, even though you don't read the Megillah on Shabbos and you push it off to Sunday, nevertheless, you still have to be Dorish Hilchos Purim B'Purim. Why is there a special din by Purim like that? And we're going to add a couple other questions in order to connect it to Pesach. So, The Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that the Ari Befrat, that the Inyan of Pesach is the Geulas HaDibur. Golas Mitzrayim means that the Dibur was in Golas. That's why it says many times Vayitzaku, Vayeanchu, which is a lashon of sighing or crying out, but there's no Dibur. And even the Goyal himself, Moshe Rabbeinu, was a Kvad Peh. Because the Goyal is a simon to where the Golas is. There was no Dibur in Mitzrayim. So therefore, Geulas Mitzrayim is a Geulas HaDibur. And the Shleimus of Geulas Mitzrayim takes place 50 days later by the giving of the Torah. And that's what we have, Aseres HaDibros. Aseres HaDibros means that there's a Dibur now. And that's why it says, this is the culmination of Yetzias Mitzrayim, 50 days later, which is at the Zohar points out, how many times does the Torah mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Torah Moshe? 50 times. So the Zohar says, 50 times the Torah mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim is connected to 50 days from Pesach to Shavuos, because every day is another Geula. Until you come to Matan Torah, that Hashem's Dibur is revealed, that's Geula Sadibur. Let's try to explain where we find the Inyan of Geula Sadibur on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim itself, Leil Pesach. Like the Ari explains, Pesach is from the word, really two words combined. Pesach, the mouth speaks, Sicha. But where do we see that? Of course, we do a lot of speaking. We call Amar V'Lasafer, HaRezim V'Shubach. The more you speak, the greater Geula Sadibur there is. So where do we find the concept? What does it mean in Pnimius, the Geula Sadibur? And lastly, one of the very puzzling statements in the Haggadah, I keep thinking it's the same Megillah because we spent so much time in Purim, but when it comes to the Haggadah, so everybody becomes very serious by Rabbi Gamliel, Oymer, Koyshala, Amr, Shoshad, Vayim, Eilu, Loyatzad, Echavasai, Pesach, Ma'atzamar. Everybody gather around the table, you don't want to miss this. Right? If you don't say this, then maybe the whole thing is fulfilling. All this was just a waste. So the Rishonim are wondering, what's this din? What type of a din is this? Rabbi Gamliel comes, he doesn't give you a makar. If you don't say Pesach Matzah Mor and hold up your matzah and hold up your maror, so you're not yet to your chiv. Chiv what? This is Machlokas Rishon. It could be one of two things, Lachar. Either you're not yoytze the mitzvah of Haggadah, or you're not yoytze the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Mor, which means that even though you eat your Pesach, and even though you eat your matzah and maror, you're not yoytze the achila of either the Doraisa, the Rabbanan achila, if you don't say this too. So Rav Chaim Brisker wants to learn from the Rambam, and this is also the Mashmaos of the Meiri, that it's a din in Haggadah. That you're not yoytze your mitzvah sipri tzias yitzayim unless you say these three things. However, the majority of Yishonim, that includes the Ramban, Rashi, Tosfos, learns that you're not yoytze the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Mar. And that's probably the bigger chiddush, because if I'm eating matzah, what does my dibur have to do with eating matzah? That because the mitzvah is to eat, be'erev teichlu matzahs. I didn't talk about it, and because I didn't talk about it, my eating is not a sufficient eating. How do you explain that? So really, there are two makoros in the Rishonim. Tosfos explains that it's really a din in the pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'amartim zevach pesachu l'Hashem." So Tosfos learns, "V'amartim zevach pesachu l'Hashem," is the Torah is teaching me that there's a din amira which needs to be by the achila. And although it says that only by the korban pesach, but because there's a hekesh, which compares matzah and mor to pesach. So just like there's a din va'amartim on the Korban Pesach, there's a din va'amartim to say, to speak, also in regards to the matzah and to the mar. That's Tosfos. The Shibboleth Halakhah learns, no, it's from Bavur Zeh, Asa Hashem B'li B'tzeis Mimitzayim. Bavur Zeh, Zisha Hashem Matzah Mar Man L'Fanachah, which means that the Haggadah has to be over the Pesach Matzah and Mar. Suggesting, says the Shibboleth Halakhah, that only when the Pesach Matzah Mar are in front of you is it a complete Haggadah. The Torah wants you to know that you have to make a special magid on the Pesach Matzah Mar. So it could be that the difference between these two sheets is whether it's a din in Haggadah or it's a din in Pesach Matzah Mar is totally in what's the makar. If it's v'amartim, like Tosfos says, then it's going up Pesach Matzah Mar. But if it's bavur zeh, then it's a din in Haggadah and sipur tzimtzum. Al kaponim, what we thought was just a very simple memory of Rabbi Gamliel is not so simple at all, because the machlokas Rishonim is a very big machlokas. Lo yotzi yedei chavasa what? But also be very sensitive to the lashon of Rabbi Gamliel. Gamliel is saying lo yotzi yedei chavasa. Can we even dive in that? I mean, could it be that there's such a musig that you're mekayim the mitzvah, but you're not mekayim yedei chavasa? Many Rishonim say yes. The Ritva, the Ran say, and the Ramban, They learned that there's such a concept that you could be yotze the mitzvah, but not yotze yodei chayvasi. Let's try to explain that a little bit as well. So one of the things that we explained going back to last Shabbos was the inyan of what does it mean to be shoylin v'darshin helchas achag b'chag? What does that mean? Let's just set up the shitas harishonim for now. We said before that there seems to be two different takanas of Moshe. One is the takana 30 days before, and the other is on the yontif itself. However, come along the Rishonim, we say there's only one takana. But how do you understand that? So Tosa says like this. Tosa says the takana is only 30 days before. And that which it says to learn the halachas on the day itself means lav dafka. Lav dafka means as you get closer to Yontif, you should learn a little bit more about the Yontif. But it begins 30 days before, and that's the takana of Moshe. The Rajba and the Ran, they learn the other way. The Iker takana is only to learn on the Yontif itself. So what does it mean 30 days before? It just means that there's such a concept in Hilchos Talmud Torah that if a Rebbe or a Rav is fielding two different questions. One of them is being shoyel ke'inyan, when he's asking a question, legavi halacha lamaisa, right now pertaining to this man, or a shoyel shaloi ke'inyan. So who gets priority? The shoyel ke'inyan. He who is asking in regards to something which is pressing, which is in the now. So when does Hilchas Pesach become shoyel ke'inyan, that it becomes this man for that thing? 30 days before. And that's what the Gemara wants you to know. But the takanas ma'ish is to learn yantiv. The takana says Tosas, no, the takana is 30 days before, but they seem to say that it's really one takana. Others, however, learn, and this is the mashmos of the Bahag and perhaps the Shiltas, is that no, there's two different takanas here: the Sochas Chag B'Chag and the Sochas 30 days before. Let's try to explain that a little bit. What's the toelos of such a thing? So we explain that the memory of the Gemara at the end of Maseches Megillah, which says Hilchas Chag B'Chag, is very pertinent to the inyan of the Megillah itself. Why was that? Because we explained that the whole turnaround of Haman and Mordechai took place because of this din. Because the Gemara had said, Ashkechei Haman diyas Rabbanan kamei u'machil Rabbanan. When Haman came, he found that Mordechai was teaching the Talmidim, and he said, what are you learning? So he said, I'm teaching them Hilchas Kemitza, because in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Kemitza was done on this day. Rashi says, Doresh b'inyano shel yayin v'shisha sar ben yisan haya. It was the 16th of Pesach, which is the Korban HaOmer, and Mordechai was teaching them how it's done. That's Doirish Hilchas Chag B'Chag. So not only is it in the beginning of the Masechta, because it says Purim on Daf Dalid, Purim which falls down on Shabbos, you still have to be Doirish B'inyan Shel Yom. It's the last member of the Masechta. It's also in the middle of the Masechta. It's Tchila Emsa V'Soif. So we explained, why is Mordechai coming? And he's darshaning about the Hilchas Chag B'Chag. So we explained, the inyan is there's a concept called Unashalma Parm Sasenu. That when we can't bring the Korbanos B'Poyel, if we learn about it, if we speak about it, it's as if we do it. It's as if we do it. Unashalma Parm Sasenu. And that's why the end of the Megillah is like the end of the Masechta. The Masechta ends with Hilchas Chag B'Chag, which we're explaining means as follows. Hilchas Chag B'Chag means that on the Yontif itself, the reason why you have to teach about the halachas is because the korbanos which were brought in the Beis HaMikdash, which we can't do now, but by learning about it, it's as if we do it. That's very different than Shloshim Yom Kana Machag. Shloshim Yom Kana Machag, that takana is that you need to know in Tavshin Pei Dalet how to keep kosher in Pesach. How to do Hagolas HaKelim, how to fear a Seder, what's Chametz, how to do Bedikas Chametz, all that stuff you need to know, and there's a lot to know. 30 days before. And in fact, the Beis Yosef learns that when the Gemara says 30 days Pesach before, and doesn't mention any other Yontek, it's only the Gavi Pesach. Because there's so many halachas pertaining to Pesach. But we're saying as follows, 30 days before, you have to learn the halachas of Pesach, because you need to know how to be a good Yid today. What's the leaning of the halachas Chag B'Chag? It means the Korban is what you can't bring. You have to learn about those two. And what's very good, because the Rambam, he juxtaposes these two things. The Rambam says that the Kriyas HaTorah, which you do on Yontif, has to be me'ein the korbanos which were brought, just like Hilchas HaChag B'Chag. So the Rambam seems to suggest that the reason why you read about those things in the Kriyas HaTorah is because it's an inyan in Chag B'Chag, meaning by reading about it, it's as if you do it. And that's what Mordechai was doing. And that's why we explained that the Megillah ends with Doirish Toiv Le'amoy, that's Doirish Shoyel and V'Darshin, The doiver shalom. Doiver shalom means unushama parms vaseinu. Shalom unushama parms vaseinu. That was Mordechai Tzadik. He's called doirish v'shoyel, shoyel in v'dorshin, because it was through that Purim was nischadesh. That's why unushama parms vaseinu, parm is the lashon Purim. It's very good because shoyel is gematria Purim too. So through the shoyel in v'dorshin, shoyel is gematria Purim. Al kapanim, of course, Purim is 30 days before Pesach, so Pesach begins with Purim 30 days before because you ma'ari the sin in the Shama Purim says. This brings us to Rabbi Gamliel. So perhaps you could say the following Chiddush Rabbi Gamliel. And it really kind of brings the two Shivas together. Rabbi Gamliel is saying is as follows. The reason why, if you don't speak about these three things, you're not Yotze, you're your Mitzvah, what Mitzvah you're not Yotze? You're not Yotze Pesach Matzah Mar, you know why? Because just by eating your Matzah Mar at the Pesach Seder, that's not your Chayva. Your chayva is to do it in the Beis HaMikdash, with a Pesach, with a Matzah, and a Mor, grouped together. Not Mor d'Rabbanan, not a Machlekes in the Gemara, the way the Matzah is the Reis d'Rabbanan. No, you're supposed to do it the way the Beis HaMikdash tells you to do it. But guess what? We're in Galus. We can't do it. And we're not even Anusim, because we're responsible for that. We made ourselves incapable because of our Averis. So the reason what Rabbi Gamliel is saying, the reason why you have to talk about this, is because by speaking about it, you're able to be mekayim al kapanim in an oifin of what? When the shalom parim tzvaseinu. You upgrade your achilas hamatzah and achilas hamar by speaking about it to the darga of daraisa, like it is in the Beis HaMikdash. Ah, you can't do it mamish, but if you speak about it, it's a me'ain of what it's like in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the chiddush of Gamliel. Speak about it, and me'ela, we can fit in that sensitivity to what we said before in the Rishonim. Rabbi Gamliel says, if you don't speak about Mahesach Matzah and Marah, lo yotza yedei chayvasai. Says the Rishonim, mitzvah you're yotze. But yedei chayvasai, you're not yotze. But if you do this, says Rabbi Gamliel, you're yotze yedei chayvasai. How does that work? Because the mitzvah is, in Tafshin Peidam, there's no Beis HaMikdash, do it the best that you can. But chayvaseinu, how could you do it kvi chayvasecha? The Beis HaMikdash is just, ve'en anach yichol nasas v'beis chayvaseinu v'beis v'chirazecha. Says Rabbi Gamliel, if you do this, it's chayvasecha. It's like it is in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Gamliel is saying. So it's very good because it really takes us back to the question we had said before of what is Geulas Hadibur? What exactly is that? Is that just some mystical concept? The answer is no. The answer is Geulas Hadibur means that normally when we speak is just heva. It's just air. But a dibur doesn't command anything. It doesn't make anything come into creation. Only Hashem's Dibur could do that. This is what the Sfarim say, Boruch Oymer Va'Oise. We say every day in Davening. But when Hashem speaks, His speech is able to create. If we could speak like that, that's called Geulas HaDibur. On Lel Pesach, there's a Geulas HaDibur means that when we speak, it comes into creation. Mela says, Rabbi Gamliel, this is the night of Geulas HaDibur. And you can't bring the Pesach and do Matzah Mar like it is in the Beis HaMikdash. But guess what? On the night of Geulas HaDibur, if you speak about it, then it is as if you did it. So don't waste the opportunity of the school of the night called the Neshama Parim Safsin. On a night like this, where there's a Geulas HaDibur, you better be speaking about it. And if you don't speak about it, you're not Yotzei Ydei Chavasa. But if you do speak about it, guess what? It's as if you did it in the Beis HaMikdash too. That's what Rabbi Gamliel is teaching us. So Mamela, just to recap, so we said, really, that there's two dinim. There's Sharlin Hilchas Achag B'chag, and also Shloshim Mekoyim Achag. Shloshim Mekoyim Achag means teach the halachas. Chag B'chag means an Hashama Parm Sfasein, like we see by Mordechai. We explained the din of Rabbi Gamliel, the Machalukas Rishonim. Is it a din in Haggadah, or is it a din in Pesach Matzah Mor? But really, it could be a din in both. If, since the Haggadah itself is a Haggadah, which means that there's a Geulas HaDibur of when Neshama Parim Sfasein Baruch Hamer Va'Oisa. So Mameila, through that Koyach of Haggadah, if you speak about Pesach Matzah more, it's as if you did it. And it's very good because the Gemara says, when you talk about the Matzah, pick it up. When you speak about the Mar, pick it up. When you speak about the Pesach, don't pick it up. Because it will look like you're eating Kachin B'chutz. I'm holding it, I'm not even going to eat it. By holding it up and talking about it, it's as if I'm eating it outside. According to this, it's very good. Because since by talking about it, it's as if you're eating it, Baruch Hashem Va'Oisa, so the Gemara says, even if you hold it and speak about it, it's as if you're eating it outside the Beis HaMikdash. Because tonight, when you talk about it, it's as if you're eating it in the Beis HaMikdash. when Hashem appoints us. So Mamela, just B'derech Rami, as we said, Shoylin V'Dorshin. And really, it's according to Tosfos, the Makor is V'Amartem Zavach Pesach Hul Hashem. And it's very good, because the Chazal always say, V'Amartem, like U'Ksharetem is K'shira Tama. U'Ksavtem, K'siva Tama. Here is V'Amartem is like Amira Tama. That it's a complete Dibur tonight. It's a perfect Dibur tonight. In what way? Zevach Pesach Hul Hashem. Your Amira is a Zevach Pesach Hul Hashem. Why? Because it's an Indian of Shoylin V'Dorshin Mechak. Shoylin V'Dorshin means that if you're Shoylin, Dorish it's as if. I'll just point out that in the Mishnah itself, which speaks about Haggadah, it says, Kan haben shoyol aviv, v'doyresh be'inyin arami oved avi. So even the interaction between father and son, which is called v'igadat alabincha, is what's called shoyol v'doyresh. The child asks manishtana, and immediately the Mishnah says, v'doyresh be'inyin arami oved avi. Even that's called shoyol v'doyresh. That's called shoyol v'doyresh in Hilchot Chag V'Chag. The Seder itself is called shoyol v'doyresh. Barbat ha-zavach pasach hul Hashem. Mamela v'amartem zevach pesach hul Hashem. No, v'amartem zevach pesach. Okay, v'amartem zevach pesach is gemach she'as shoyol v'dorish. It's built in there. V'amartem zevach pesach is the inyan of what's called shoyol v'dorish in the palm in the shama. Parim sasein. Hopefully, it was a worthwhile psicha and shoyol v'dorish. We have another 25 days left to go, but we see it's mamash akim of the very first halach in Shulchan Aruch, the 30 days before, to be shoyol v'dorish. And Emet Hashem, and the schos of being shoyol v'dorish ba'ifin zeh, when it comes to the Seder, it will be truly a shoyol v'dorish ba'ifin pnimi, and Hashem apar. So, halavai, we should be oicha, we should be zecha, to be oicha min hazvachim, min hapsachim mamish, with the good of Shech Tekeinu, v'mehev v'meinu amin, v'meinu amin.